Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. It's time to read. Then again, when is it not, right? But it's time for the summer reading program specifically at the Galesburg Public Library. Joining me to talk about that in our community spotlight tonight is Melinda Jones-Rhodes and Hillary Dillon, both involved in the children's department at the library. Thanks to both of you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Melinda, I'll start with you first. What's the big theme this year?
Sure. Well, our summer reading theme this year is Reading by Design.
Okay.
So we are focusing on a lot of our programming around arts and crafts and architecture, all kinds of design-related themes. The summer reading program starts on June 5th, which is this coming next Monday, and it goes through July 29th. And we have programs for adults, teens, and children.
And we'll talk about each of those as we go along here. And although I'm curious, I guess I remember being a kid and being involved in my library summer reading program, but it seems like over the years it's kind of expanded to pretty much cover everybody, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we like to think of literacy as a lifelong project, so we want to encourage community members of all ages to spend their extra time over the summer catching up on their reading.
Even after we got through the whole big read and that program?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would love to be able to offer literacy programs like the big read and summer reading all year round.
There you go. You mentioned that there were three different age groups. Hillary, why don't you tell me about the first of those?
Okay, so the first of them is for children's, and we actually have two categories within that bracket. So the first one is 0 to 5-year-olds, and basically their reading program is just completing 4 activities, whether it's reading a picture book or learning a nursery rhyme. They have to do 4 things like that for each level, and there's 5 different levels.
Talk about those.
So when they do the first level, it's reading a picture book, reading for 15 minutes, you're learning a nursery rhyme, and you're playing a game. So once they get those activities done, they come in with their reading logs, and they will collect their prize.
Does it get difficult each year, and we'll get back to this in a moment, but does it get difficult each year to find, I guess, activities that correlate with the reading you want kids and adults alike to do, Melinda or Hillary?
I don't think so. I mean, we do have a theme every year, but the theme really, it's pretty loose, and we're really just using it as a launch pad to get people into reading, but we don't require people in order to participate in the program, they don't have to read any particular type of book to be involved.
And I ask because I remember when I was a kid, the reading program basically being reading and maybe not so much activities to go along with that.
Well, you know, we'll do pretty much anything to spur people into reading. So that's a lot of the activities we plan are designed to get folks in the door with the hopes that they'll leave with the book in their hands.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And to encourage like literacy developments and whatnot in the children.
Yeah, that 0 to 5 group, that's probably the most critical of the 3 age groups that you have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about the next set of age groups here.
So the next age group is the 6 to 12-year-olds. And basically, all they have to do is read 4 hours for each level. And it's 5 levels once again. And they get prizes at the end of each level.
And then the adult section?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the adults, it's a little bit different. Adults who participate in summer reading are asked to read 8 books between June 5th and July 29th. And the adult summer reading program is designed to get people to stretch their reading, to read outside of what you normally would.
Okay.
So adults are reading in 8 different categories, and those categories are things like fiction books whose authors begin with the letters A through M. So you're choosing in a particular location of the library.
Okay.
Things like that. And if you read all 8 books on your reading log between June 5th and July 29th, you receive a free coupon for a $5 coupon for Innkeeper's Coffee, which Innkeeper's,
that's a nice incentive.
It's a great incentive. Innkeeper's has very generously sponsored adult summer reading for years now, and they provide that $5 coupon to everyone who completes the program. And then for teens, it's similar. Our teens are asked to read 8 books between June 5th and July 29th. They do not have categories. We want teens to read whatever they want to read. We just want to keep them reading.
Okay.
And if they read 8 books, they receive a coupon for a free smoothie at Glow Bar Juice and Smoothie on Main Street.
Also a nice choice.
Another really great business here in Galesburg that sponsors our reading program and helps us provide treats for our readers.
I can't imagine that you have trouble any year getting businesses or folks to sponsor or participate with prizes and whatnot.
We've been very, very lucky. The Children's Room has a number of community sponsors that provide us with coupons that we give out to children at the various levels of completion of the program. Every year after year, we're very lucky to have such great community support.
How's participation been in the summer reading program over the years? Has it gone up, or are you struggling to get people to keep reading?
It's been about the same throughout the years. For instance, last year we had a total of 918 kids participate in the program, and then 429 of them actually completed the entire program.
Wonderful. So. And adults, is that about the same in terms of participation level?
Well,
or?
We'll never have the adult and teen program will never have the numbers that the children's program do. So we work on a kind of a different scale.
Well, what the heck? What are you?
But we have very active adult and teen summer reading program. We're really excited about the numbers that we get. So last year we did have 178 adults participate in our summer reading program, and 112 teens participate.
Very good.
It's a pretty active program.
Exactly. So how can folks sign up?
People can sign up at the library or through our website, which is galesburglibrary.org. Our early registration period is open currently. The program actually starts on Monday, on June 5th, but you can come into the library. You would sign up for the children's program in the children's room, and adult and teen, you sign up at the reference desk, and across all ages, you can sign up online.
So again, just go into the library or go to galesburglibrary.org. Anything else we need to know about the summer reading program this year?
Well, we do have a full lineup of children's programming, so it's not just reading books. We have a program pretty much every week that kids can come to and participate in.
And folks can find out about that in the library and online as well, I assume?
Absolutely.
Correct.
All right, very good. Melinda Jones-Rhodes and Hillary Dillon at the Galesburg Public Library, thanks so much, and best of luck and much success with the summer reading program this year.
Thank you. We'll see you when you come to sign up for it.
Okay, you talked me into it. I was not being guilted, by the way, just for the record. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and Sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.